Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope. Bringing others hope. And that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Good evening, welcome to Second Chances. I'm Hilary Asumo, your host for the evening. I hope you're having a wonderful evening and, you know, everybody is well and you're just relaxing on your city in the living room listening to this show. We are 7 weeks in and we have talked about transplant recovery, faith, family, the waiting list, the cost of living. We have heard donors speak in their own voices. Last Sunday, we talked about what happens when recipients become advocates, when the people who have been through it turn around and bring someone else into the conversation. Tonight, I want to face a different direction. I want to face the young. Because here is something that keeps me awake. The myths about organ donation that are circulating in our communities right now. The fears, the misbeliefs, the silences, they are being inherited. Right now, in homes across this city, this country, children and young people are growing up in households where this conversation is not happening, where the difficult discussions are passed down without examination, where the next generation absorbs the avoidance of their parents without ever being given the chance to form their own view. And in 15 years, 20 years, those young people will be the ones making decisions in hospital corridors, at family tables, on NHS registration forms, and the gap that we are trying to close right now will be waiting for them. Unless we talk to them now. Tonight is for the young people in your life, the teenagers, the university students, the young adults in their 20s who are navigating their identity, their faith, their belonging in communities that do not always give them the language for the hard questions. And it is for the adults who love them and not sure how to begin. This is episode 7 of this series of Second Chances. We are live on Radio Africana in partnership with NHS Blood and Transplant. Stay with me. I want to start by saying something that might surprise you. Young people in African and Caribbean communities are not more resistant to organ donation than their parents. In many cases, they are even more open. They've grown up with more medical information available to them than any previous generation. They have access to YouTube explainers and NHS websites and Reddit threads and TikTok doctors. They are, in many ways, less afraid of the clinical facts than their elders. But they have a different set of barriers. The first barrier is that they do not think it applies to them. Organ donation, in the minds of most young people, is something that happens to old people, something that becomes relevant eventually, and something to think about later. This is not ignorance. It is a completely natural response to being young and healthy and in possession of a body that currently works without effort. The task is not to frighten them out of that. It is to give them a reason to care before the urgency arrives. The second barrier is that they do not want to contradict their parents. This one is specific to our communities, the African communities. Many young Black people know more than their parents about the clinical facts of organ donation. They have done their research. They are less afraid of the myth, but they also love their families, and they know that registering as an organ donor without telling their parents, or worse, telling them and having a conflict, is a cost they are not always willing to pay. So they stay quiet and they do not register, not because they do not want to, but because they are waiting for permission from a conversation that has not happened yet. The third barrier is that they have not seen themselves in the conversation. Almost all organ donation campaigns and communications in the UK have historically been designed for a general audience that looked, sounded, and lived very differently from Black young people. When you do not see yourself in the story is not for you. That is changing. Slowly. BlackOrganDonation.org.uk is part of that change. This show is part of that change. But the young person who needs to see themselves in this conversation is still looking. So tonight is for them. And I want to say something directly to any young person listening tonight. You do not have to wait for your family to give you permission to have a view on this. You do not have to wait until this becomes urgent to think about it. And you do not have to agree with everything you were raised to believe in order to form your own. Your generation has the chance to change this conversation from the inside. And this show tonight is making that case. O'Malley released Holy Ghost in 2024 and it went everywhere because young people recognized something in it immediately. A song about being filled with something beyond yourself, about a force that moves through you and changes what you thought you were capable of. That is what happens when a young person in our community decides to step into this conversation. Something shifts and moves. Here is Holy Ghost by O'Malley. I'll see you back here in a minute. That was O'Malley, Holy Ghost. Organize. That is the instruction for tonight. Organize. Now I want to talk about how to actually have this conversation with a young person. Not in general, but specifically. Okay? There are four conversations parents and elders tell me they do not know how to start. I want to address all four tonight. Conversation one. With the teenager who says, I'm too young to think about this. Do not argue with the logic because they are right. They are right that it is unlikely to affect them soon. Instead, flip the question. Ask, what if it was not about you? What if someone your age was on the waiting list right now, and the best match for them was someone who looks like you? Because that is actually true. Black patients wait longer, and the best tissue match for a black patient is most often another black donor, and black donors skew young. This is not about your mortality. It is about someone else's life. That reframe changes the conversation for most young people immediately. Conversation two is with the young adult who says, my family would never allow it. this one is delicate and it is real. You do not override the family. You do not tell them their parents are wrong. What you say is, I understand and I know this is not a simple conversation in your home, but there is a difference between registering and acting on a registration. Your registration is your wish, and your family's knowledge of that wish is what makes it real. So the conversation with your family is not a confrontation, it is a gift. You are sparing them the uncertainty of not knowing. That reframing from confrontation to gift changes what the conversation feels like before it has even begun. Conversation 3 is with a university student who says, I have never really thought about it. This is your easiest conversation. They have no fixed position. They are genuinely open. They just need the information and a reason to care. But then you have to give them both, don't you? So share the show, share blackorgandonation.org.uk. Tell them about the waiting list. It's currently about 8,200, more than 8,200 people wait on the transplant list. Tell them about the tissue type compatibility and what it means for black patients specifically. And then register together right there on your phones in 2 minutes. It only takes 2 minutes. That shared act is the most powerful thing they will not forget ever. Conversation 4 is with the young person who asks, but what does our faith say? And you get that question most often than not. We covered this in episode 2 or 3. And if they have not heard that episode, send it to them tonight. But the short version is this. The Christian tradition supports it. The Islamic scholarly consensus permits it. The African philosophical tradition of living legacy and community responsibility actively encourages it. Their faith is not a barrier, it is a framework. And within that framework, giving life is one of the most consistent values across every tradition represented in our community. So, 4 conversations, 4 specific approaches. The young person in your life deserves a real answer to their real question. Tonight, you have it. Joe Boyer wrote a song called Lonely that I want you to hear tonight in a specific way. It is a song about the particular ache of being in between the world your family's built and the world you're building for yourself. Many young people in African and Caribbean families live in that space, carrying 2 sets of values, 2 sets of expectations, and not always sure which voice to listen to. The organ donation question lives in that space as well. So this is for them. Lonely by Joe Boy. Don't go away.
Pass a lot of girls with it, yeah. And I know where I feel. I hope that you feel the same for me. Sure, sure, sure. You go come to my place. I need you in my space, oh. I want you in my space, oh. Sure, sure, sure. I just want to see your face. Don't mind if you delay, oh. I just know that I don't wanna be. Thank you.
come to my place. I need you in my space, oh. I want you in my space, oh, oh. Yeah. I just wanna see your face. Don't mind if you delay, oh. I just know that I don't wanna be.
Was Joe Boy with Lonely. That in-between space is real and it deserves to be named rather than dismissed. Now, I want to talk about something I do not think gets enough attention when we discuss the next generation and organ donation. I want to talk about what the young people are actually saying when no one is listening. I have been paying attention on social media, in conversations, in messages and comments that come to this show. And I want to tell you what young black people are actually saying about organ donation when they feel safe enough to say it. They're saying, I want to register, but I don't want to upset my mom. They're saying, I think the myths are wrong, but I don't know how to say that to my granddad without disrespecting him. They're saying, I know someone on the waiting list. It's killing me that I can't do more. They're also saying, nobody ever talked to me about this growing up. And now I feel like I'm figuring it out alone. I hear you. I want to address each one of those directly. To the young person who wants to register but does not want to upset their mother, tell her first, do not register in secret and hope she never finds out. Tell her before you do it. Just say, Mom, I've been thinking about organ donation. I want to register and I want you to know that. Not because I'm planning to die, but because I want my life to mean something even after I'm gone. That sentence to her face before you pick up your phone. Most mothers, when their child says that to them directly, do not say no. They say, tell me more. To the young person who knows the myths are wrong but cannot say it to their grandfather, you do not have to win the argument. You do not have to be right in the room. You just have to plant a seed. Ask a question rather than making a statement. So say it like this. Granddad, I read something about what the church says about organ donation. Can I share it with you? Not, you're wrong. Or, not, the scholars say otherwise. Can I share something with you? That is all I'm asking you to do. To the young person who knows someone on the waiting list and feels helpless, you're not helpless. Register. Tell 5 people why you registered. And also, share the show. You cannot give your kidney to a specific person on the list, but you can add your name to the poll that keeps people like them alive. That is not nothing. That is everything. To the young person who says, nobody ever talked to me about this. Someone is talking to you now. This show, is talking to you. And I want you to know that the fact that the conversation did not happen when you were growing up is not your failure. It is not your family's failure. It's just a gap. And you are the generation that can close it. Not by yourself, but with the people around you, with the tools available to you, and with the voice you already have. Chike writes songs about the space between where you are and where you know you could be, about running towards something rather than away from it. Running to You is a song about choosing, about deciding that something or someone is worth the movement. That is what is registering as an organ donor is. A choice to run toward life rather than run away from the conversation about it. Here is Running to You by GK. I hope you enjoy. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Anybody where you won't fight you, may they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you, I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you, and you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you. Wanting more best everybody, oh oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And any time that I'm out of control, you hold me down. You never, never let go. Oh, Monagiso, Monagiso, my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty, and I go running for you. And anybody where you stop me, yeah, don't be you pull it, I'll be around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you.
Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you.
You go there for me,
anywhere that you go to. You don't need to worry, anything you want.
Sun up to sun down, love you don't go run down.
Hey, anytime you come to me, baby, I go outside.
Any other brother, baby, you make them run out.
And if you want me coming to you, I go come to you.
Oh, you wanna see me, baby, don't tease me.
Tell me what you want, baby, say I'm not in my mind.
Trust me, are you, baby?
If they wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh, me, I cannot lay low, yo. Me, I cannot do that.
Welcome back. That was Chike, Running to You. Running toward it, not away. That is the posture for everyone listening tonight, young or otherwise. Don't run away from it. Run towards it and bring people along with you. Now, I want to talk about what schools, youth groups, and community spaces can do. Because the family conversation is essential, but it is not the only place this happens. If you work with young people as a teacher, a youth worker, a community leader, a mentor, a Sunday school leader, a mosque educator, tonight's episode is specifically for you. The research on behavior change is clear on one point. The earlier a conversation happens, the more deeply it shapes a person's default position. Young people who are introduced to the concept of organ donation before a crisis makes it urgent are significantly more likely to register and more likely to discuss it with their families. We are not waiting for a crisis. We are building a culture. Before the crisis, before the waiting room, before the decision has to be made in the worst possible moment. So what can you do in your space? In a school setting, organ donation makes an outstanding PSHE topic. It touches biology, ethics, faith, community, identity, and decision making in one conversation. It is not a difficult sell to a good teacher. If you are a parent, raise it with your child's school. If you are a teacher, bring it to your department. In a youth group, the single most effective thing you can do is tell a story. Not a lesson, not a worksheet, a story. Hilarious story. My story. Ali and Ade's story. Someone from your community who has been through this. Young people respond to narrative before they respond to information. Play an episode of the show. Start a conversation. Let it go where it goes. In a faith setting, this could be different. Episode of this series was built specifically for this conversation. The theological framework, the fatwas, the African philosophical tradition. It's a ready-made resource. Use it. Share it with your faith leader before the service. Ask if 5 minutes can be given to this topic. Not as a campaign, as a pastoral concern for the community's health. In your community organization, the WSH BME Kidney Network can provide speakers, resources and support for community events. NHS Blood and Transplant have a Manchester coordinator, Zaina, who can come to you. You do not have to build this from scratch. The resource is there, you just have to reach for it. Every space where young people gather is a space where this conversation can happen. You already have access to those spaces. The only thing between you and that conversation is the decision to start it. Thames wrote Free Mind at a point in her life when she was figuring out who she was and what she was willing to carry. That is exactly where many of the young people we have talking about, so many people we've been talking about tonight are still standing. At the edge of their own identity, they're also working out what they believe independently of what they were raised to believe. That process, that becoming, is where this conversation has the most power. Give them a free mind, give them the information, and then trust them. There's Free Mind, where's Free Mind with Thames, and I hope you enjoy.
Trouble, fighting to give up my pain, fighting to be on my lane. cannot buy. Send me love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find relief. But behind my mind,
Terms with free mind. Free mind, that is the goal. For the young people in your life and in this community, a mind free enough to form its own view and brave enough to act on it. Now, before I close tonight, I want to give you your actions, and I want to give them to you in two sets. One for the adults, one for the young people. For the adults listening tonight, number one, identify the young person in your life you have not met and have this conversation with them. Their name is already in your head. This week, have a version of one of the four conversations from tonight's show, not a lecture, one of those four. Number two, send them something. Send them the show. Send them the app blackorgandonation.org.uk, the Kinect app at kinectapp.org, and one resource into their hands this week. Number three, register at organdonation.nhs.uk if you have not, and tell them you have, not to pressure them, to model it. And for the young people listening, one of the three things I want you to think about doing this week is to visit blackorgandonation.org.uk. It's not for your parents, for yourself. Read one story, watch one video, form one view that is yours. Number two, if you want to register, organdonation.nhs.uk is a place to go. 2 minutes. It only takes 2 minutes. And then tell one person in your family, not all of them, just one, the one most likely to listen. Number three, download Kinect at kinectapp.org. This app was built for this community, including the young people in it. Use it. Tell us what you need it to do better. Also, find the WSHBME Kenyan Network on Facebook. Find the show on Radio Africana every Sunday at 5 p.m. This episode is made in partnership with NHS Blood and Transplant. I want to close with something personal tonight. I did not grow up in a home where organ donation was discussed. Not because my parents were afraid of it, but because nobody gave them the language. Nobody gave them the conversation. The gap that exists in our communities today existed in my childhood home too, but quietly, without anyone naming it. And when I got sick, I felt that gap. I felt the absence of a conversation that should have happened years earlier. Not to save me, I could not have known I would need a kidney, but to prepare the people who loved me for the moment it would matter. Tonight's episode is my attempt to make sure that gap does not travel forward, that the children growing up in our community right now have access to a conversation their parents and grandparents never had. Not because it is comfortable, but because it's necessary. There is a young person somewhere in the city tonight who will grow up to be a donor. They do not know that yet, but someone in their life is listening to this show right now. And next week, or the next week after, or at Christmas, or at the next family dinner, that person is going to say something. And a conversation is going to start. And a seed is going to be planted. And in 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, that young person is going to be standing at a registration page, or in a hospital corridor, or at a family table. And something they heard once from someone who loved them enough to bring it up is going to be there with them. That is the work, and that is why we are here every Sunday at 5 p.m. on this microphone. Now, second chances are not given, they are received. They come with a responsibility to make sure the next generation never has to face this conversation without language. So register at organdonation.nhs.uk, visit blackorgandonation.org.uk, download Kinect at kinectapp.org, and talk to the young person in your life this week, not next month, this week. I am Hilaria Asumu, and this is Second Chances on Radio Africana. Until next time, I'll see you next week. Gyaki closes us out tonight, a young Ghanaian woman singing about forever. That is what this work is for. This community. This conversation built to last forever. Bye.
Flip the music. Jackie.
And it goes like,
my mind did for you, my heart beats for you. Every time when I think of you, I don't know. I feel loved again. I don't want to wait for days. Let me have you in my arms again, please. For your love. I gon' fight for your love.
Africana. Ghana, number one for African content.